Good morning. Clear skies and light winds allowed temperatures to drop back to and below freezing overnight across a large part of interior New York and New England. As high pressure now drifts off the eastern seaboard, a southerly breeze has picked up over the last couple of hours, and temperatures have leveled off or even come up a couple of degrees, and some places are starting out in the lower to mid 30s. It's still quite chilly with that southerly breeze, and it will be for the next few hours. However, as we get deeper into the morning and the sun gets higher in the sky, we'll have a quick turnaround today. Readings will climb back through the 30s and 40s, and with that southerly wind increasing this afternoon, highs will push well into the 50s, with some places even reaching into the lower 60s. That high pressure will keep it dry and sunny through the second half of the day, and dry and mostly clear into the evening tonight. Eventually, though, the next trough of low pressure associated with a cold front diving through the Great Lakes will approach from the west late tonight, and clouds will tend to increase with the chance of showers by sunrise tomorrow. As that front gradually works its way toward us, showers will become more likely as we get deeper into Saturday morning and early parts of the afternoon. And then as the front blows through, we'll have more scattered showers in the afternoon behind it. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will climb on Saturday into the upper 50s with a south breeze. Then behind the front, with the wind flipping around to the west-northwest again, temperatures will begin to slide. We'll go through the same process that we had over the last couple of days over the weekend, and Sunday will be much colder with a gusty northwest wind, and despite a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the mid-40s. It'll stay brisk and chilly on Monday, with highs reaching to about 50 under a mix of sun and clouds before the next front approaches on Tuesday, with the chance of some rain showers, followed by some wet snow showers over the higher terrain and highs in the lower 50s. Back into the upper 40s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moisture overriding a stationary front in the northern Gulf of Mexico will continue to produce showers and thunderstorms across Texas, with pockets of heavy rainfall possible. Excessive rainfall and flash flooding will be possible, especially in portions of the already very saturated hill country. Flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect. A secondary area of heavy rainfall is also expected along the southern and central Texas Gulf Coast, which should persist through and into the weekend as the boundary in the Gulf of Mexico eventually shifts northward. Scattered showers and storms will also persist through the short-range period across northern Florida near the eastern extent of the same front. Meanwhile, a cold front dropping into the northern tier will produce scattered rain showers as it shifts eastward through the Midwest. Locally, heavy rain is possible, but this front will be moving quickly, which should limit any threat for flash flooding. And out west, upper-level ridging should keep the weather dry and temperatures rather warm for this time of year. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing fog and blowing snow, 16 degrees with a west wind at 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 26, 70% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Winter Haven, Florida, to a low of 18 at West Yellowstone, Wyoming, Kalispell, Montana, and Tomahawk, Wisconsin. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston sunny and windy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 39, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.65 inches for the month, which is 46 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 34.53 inches for the year, which is 2.89 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38. The record high 79 set in 1963 and in 1945, and the record low 20 in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:06 p.m. 10 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and breezy today with highs right around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers overnight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also the Litchfield Hills, sunny and breezy today with highs right around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers, temperatures topping out in the upper 50s in the early part of the afternoon, then readings will fall. A mix of sunny clouds, windy and cold Sunday, mid-40s, partly sunny, breezy, chilly Monday, around 50, a few rain and snow showers Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 50s, breezy and cooler Wednesday, partly sunny, upper 40s, and a chance of a few rain showers Thursday, with highs in the upper 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.